Torment, written by Mark Tilbury and read by Tamsin Kennard.
Chapter 1. Beth Cruikshank knew something was wrong as soon as she stepped inside the house. Call it intuition, call it a sixth sense, call it being 8 weeks pregnant and at the mercy of psychopathic hormones. But she was certain she could smell smoke. It was reminiscent of a freshly extinguished candle. But that was stupid, right? Like smelling rotten eggs in the bath, or her coffee tasting like orange squash. God, did this baby know the sensory carnage it had caused?
"What's wrong?"
David asked, as she stopped inside the threshold and closed the front door. Beth turned to her husband and put a finger to her lips. Listened. Nothing.
"Beth?"
"I think someone's been in the house."
"Why?"
"I can smell smoke." David walked along the hallway, sniffing the air.
"I can't smell anything. Maybe it's coming up from the drains."
Beth wanted to believe that. Anything was better than thinking that someone had violated her space. But a nagging doubt still persisted. The drains did sometimes kick up a foul odour, especially when there'd been a lot of rain. But this was nothing like that. As if sensing her scepticism, David said,
"I'll go and check the back door."
She watched him walk into the kitchen. At 6'3", with a body shaped by countless workouts, she should have felt safe with David, reassured, protected. But health and fitness played no part if an intruder had a weapon. No one was safe in these violent times. People carried guns and knives as if they were mere fashion accessories. Her imagination treated her to an image of David crawling back along the hallway, leaving a trail of blood behind him on the laminate flooring. The dark silhouette of the intruder moving in behind him for the kill. Beth tried to tell herself that she was being silly, overprotective of the tiny life growing inside her. Understandable after suffering 3 miscarriages in the past 6 years. At 33, she felt as if time was running short. She knew it was ridiculous. Women had babies right into their 40s these days. But logic wasn't the weapon of choice when you were as desperate as she was. David walked back into the hall and grinned.
"All good. What about the gym?"
David tried the door leading to the basement. Locked. Beth stalled and chewed her bottom lip.
"Come on, let's get to bed. You're probably just tired."
"Maybe," Beth agreed. "Though Christ knows what I'll be like after the baby's born."
"You'll be wonderful."
"I'll be an unrecognisable old hag."
"Would you like a coffee?"
She shook her head. The last thing she wanted was to give her body another excuse to process a gallon of pee. He held out his hands and invited her close. He folded his arms around her and kissed the top of her head.
"I love you, Beth Cruikshank."
"You won't if I wet myself," he laughed.
"You go on up. I'll take a look round the rest of the house and check everything's locked."
Beth walked upstairs to the first floor. 3 bedrooms. Beth walked into the one with the ensuite to use the loo. This bedroom was going to be the nursery. It was painted a neutral shade of pastel green because Beth didn't want to know the sex of the child. It somehow seemed to spoil the excitement of giving birth. There was a cot sitting against the far wall, which her mother had given to her the first time Beth had fallen pregnant. Sitting on a shelf adjacent to the cot were several large stuffed toys, one of which, a penguin, had been hers as a child. Penguinith was worn and sewn up in several places. She'd escorted Beth through her childhood, 2 failed relationships, and 8 years of marriage to David.